All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to segment 3 of what is program 7 on today, the 24th of June, Saturday. This is an obscure radio program right now. It's being broadcast at an hour when many folks are sleeping late or they're cutting the grass. The likely small handful of souls that are actually tuned in right now will be sipping their morning coffee and making out their Saturday to-do list as the program drones on. Why would an angry man like Woody, that's me, who does love God, who does love his family and really loves his country, pay what is a good bit of money for me from a small personal treasury to speak words into a microphone once a week at an odd time, knowing how right now really few ears will be actually hearing the message. I mean really hearing the message. The return on the investment, well, surely is not the reason I'm doing this, folks. I'm not making money. I'm spending what for me is a good bit to do something that I believe is necessary. I'm not trying to create a name for myself. This is not the way to do it. Perhaps I have a Don Quixote complex. It could be. I do feel sometimes as if I'm really fighting windmills instead of Chinese dragons and Russian bears and Mexican drug peddlers. That's due to the traitorous Democrats who allow that to happen on the border. And they're the ones unleashing such monsters on our nation. Why? Why am I doing this? Because it is what I can do based on what I really believe. And I really believe America is in grave danger and that the tragic, violent demise of our once great culture and nation is imminent due to the Democrat cockroaches and their allies. They're everywhere, and they're spreading disinformation, pestilence, and disease throughout our formerly God-honoring land. And we're permitting it. We are permitting it. There are 4 things I want to begin this segment with and continue into the next 2. I'm on this radio program, and we had the mobility briefings to bring good men together. Bring men together to believe the same thing, not only just that America is in trouble, but there are specific things that we must do right now, immediately, to begin to fight back if we're to have any hope whatsoever. And doing it in common purpose because we all know America is in trouble. And our problem deals with a lack of righteous authority in our land. Donald Trump represents that. He is an objective thinker. He is a man of passion and a man of vision. And that is the kind of leader that God puts before us in times of crisis to get us through. And on the other side are the subjective, demon-driven, subjective thinkers, biblically like Ahab and Jezebel of Israel, who did everything they could to enslave the 10 tribes in the worship of Baal or Baal, and really just to have the privilege to fry children alive in the hands of Molech, as they still want to do today with their friends and relatives of our generation who love to abort children and cut them up in the womb and fry them in acid and do all the other things that the Democrats particularly love to do, and the despicable rhinos that actually empower them. But we have authority draining rapidly, righteous authority draining rapidly from our country. And you don't think that's possible? We'll take a look at what's happening to Donald Trump. The laws of this nation have been abrogated by fiat decisions of cockroach joke of Biden and all those minions that are with him. Authority in this nation is dying. Oh, yeah, you say? Oh, yeah. How about defund the police? Where does that come from? Straight out of hell. A bunch of subjective, Gnostic idiots speaking a false gospel that's been here from the beginning. I know better. Trust my intuition. Well, Woody, that sounds like what you're saying. Well, yeah, because I'm based what I'm saying on fact of the Word of God, a fact of history, and what other really good men who wrote books that are in my library have said. No, authority is dead in our country. It's almost dead. And it's going to take objective thinking, principled men standing up through this radio station to push back and change it. Now, we're coming up at the end of this third segment of the program, and I'm going to talk about some, quote, Christian pastors that are contributing to the problem when we return. So I hope you'll do that. I hope you'll join me for segment four on the backside of The Bigger Picture on WCGA AM 1100, wonderful coastal Georgia.